Page 324. Infallible, leaping from eternity. The moment's thought inspired the passing act. A word, a laughter, sprang from silence's breast. A rhythm of beauty in the calm of space. A knowledge in the fathomless heart of time. All turned to all without reserve's recoil. A single ecstasy without a break. Love was a close, unthrilled identity in the throbbing heart of all that luminous life. A universal vision that unites. A sympathy of nerve replying to nerve. Hearing that listens of thought to thought's inner sound and follows the rhythmic meaning of the heart. A touch that needs not hands to feel, to clasp. Where there the native means of consciousness and heighten the intimacy of soul with soul, a grand orchestra of spiritual powers, a diapason of soul interchange, harmonized a oneness deep, immeasurable. In these new worlds projected he became a portion of the universal gaze, a station of the all-inhabiting light, a ripple on a single sea of peace, his mind answered to countless communing minds. His words were syllables of the cosmos speech. His life a field of the vast cosmic stir. He felt the footsteps of a million wills moving in unison to a single goal. A stream ever newborn that never dies, caught in its thousandfold current's ravishing flow, with eddies of immortal sweetness thrilled. He bore coiling through his members as they passed, calm moments of interminable delight, the bliss of a married myriads who are one. In this vast outbreak of perfection's law, imposing its fixity on the flux of things, he saw a hierarchy of lucent planes, enfold to this highest wisdom, highest kingdom of God's state. Attuning to one truth their own right rule, each housed the gladness of a bright degree. Alone in beauty, perfect in self-kind, an image cast by one deep truth's absolute. Married to all in happy difference, each gave its powers to help its neighbor's parts, but suffered no diminution by the gift. Profiteers of a mystic interchange, they grew by what they took and what they gave. All others they felt as their own complements, one in the might and the joy of multitude. Even in the poise where oneness draws apart, to feel the rapture of its separate selves, the soul in its solitude earned towards the all, and the many turned to look back at the one, an all-revealing, all-creating bliss. Seeking for forms to manifest truths divine, aligned in their significant mystery, the gleams of the symbols of the ineffable, blazoned like hues upon a colorless air, on the white purity of the witness soul. These hues were the very prism of the Supreme, his beauty, power, delight, creation's cause. A vast truth consciousness took up their signs, to pass them on to some divine child heart that looked on them with laughter and delight and joyed in these transcendent images. Living and real are the truths they house. The spirit's white neutrality became a playground of miracles, a rendezvous for the secret powers of a mystic timelessness. It made of a space a marvel house of God. It poured through time its work of ageless might, unveiled, seen as a luring rapturous face, the wonder and beauty of its love and force.